Dave Burns.
Oh, Burnsy, thank God. You're so smart.
John Gambadoro.
John Gambadoro here on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM.
The Burns and Gambo Show on your drive home.
Are you ready for this?
All right, let's go.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Your exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball.
Our weekly visit with the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Tori Lovello, as he joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. They've got a night game tonight. Spring training beginning to wind down. Opening day just a week and a couple of days away.
I bought my tickets for opening day.
Looking forward to it. Tori Lovello joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Tori, how are you today, sir?
I am doing exceptional, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. We appreciate you joining us. Once again, we did this with you last week. You join us on a day when moves were made, including Yasmani Tomas, kind of the notable name being reassigned to minor league camp.
Yeah, it was those are tough conversations. They're tough days for us, the organization. But you know, we're drilling down to our team. We're drilling down to our 25 guys that are going to help us start off the season and push us in the right direction. Yasmani had a tremendous spring training, and that's where we're at right now. Some guys come in, have big camps, and you know, sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it matches, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, we felt like Yasmani needed to go down and continue to work at first base, get some more time in left field. He's going to get some at-bats as a designated hitter, but he's got to hit the ball, and he's got to continue doing what he was doing.
He did. I mean, he did hit the ball. I mean, he had a .448 average, 13 hits and 29 at-bats. His OPS was .1087. Offensively, obviously, he did what he needed to do. So what was the decision based on? Was it based on his defense?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. He was crushing the ball, and the best part about what he was doing offensively is he wasn't slugging the ball. He wasn't just hammering balls and trying to hit everything over the fence. If you look inside of his approach, he was using the right side of the diamond, staying on the baseball, hitting all pitches in all directions. And to me, when a hitter's doing that, they're finally taking their swing and their collective baseball knowledge to the next level. That was a positive for Yasmani this spring training. As far as the reason why is that we have other first basemen that we're going to be counting on this year. I think the outfield play at times was okay, but it was still a little bit below our standards. So we need to see more of it. These types of situations at times are filled up with guys that have great camps, and we've got to look beyond just what the numbers are showing us offensively. We're also looking on the other side of the baseball. In Yasmani's case, we felt like more time at first base was needed. And the fact that he might not have just been having a great spring for having a great month offensively, we need to see it for a little bit longer period of time.
I think we expected right about this time that you would be able to make a decision on who the closer is going to be with opening day inside of 10 days. Are you ready to announce who the closer is going to be at this point?
I can't right now because Archie was nursing a little bit of a stiff neck over the past 6 or 7 days, and he threw his first outing the other day. So that might have put a couple things on hold, not necessarily on hold, but backed him up by a couple days. But, yeah, I'd like to piece this thing together. I don't want it to be the 24th hour when we're having discussions with these guys. I want them to know so they can gain some comfort and knowledge about what their roles are going to be for this year's team. But we're having some good discussions about it, I will say that. I'm getting as much input as I could possibly get from all angles. And I'd like to do that as soon as possible. Just right now, because of what Archie went through, it might not be the best time for us.
So I'm by no means trying to pin you down to a certain day or a certain hour, but 3 days from now, 4 days, do you have kind of a window when you think you might want to be able to have those conversations? you like my contradictory question, Tori?
I love it. I completely contradicted myself there,
but yes.
I love how you guys are. And I know everybody wants to know, and I want to know too. And I just haven't made that decision yet. I want to get some more information. So I don't know. It definitely won't be the night before opening day. We're going to have our team, our 25 guys, you know, a couple days in advance of opening day. And I'll have my discussions with these guys. So, I can't give you a window. Today's date is what? I think it's the 19th. And I know we hit the road and we head out to L.A. in the middle of next week to start our season. So, yeah, I'm not going to say exactly when that is, but it's not going to be next week. It'll be a little bit before that.
All right, how about this one? Have you made a decision on how many catchers you will carry?
We have not. And, you know, I opened that up 2 discussion because I was asked that question in a scrum a couple days ago, and we have not made that decision. We are not firm with 2 or 3. We walk through a bunch of different game scenarios. We try to get as creative as possible in our discussions with the front office and the rest of the staff about what the shape of a game will look like, what will happen in this case, and you kind of rehearse and play through any game and any scenario and any circumstance. And at that point, you weigh in as to what your needs are, whether you need a certain number of lefties in the bullpen, whether you need long men coming out of the bullpen, whether you need the 5 starters, but how many guys on your bench are you going to actually be using? So we have some very, very tough decisions that we need to make that are coming down the pipe here because we have good baseball players. And when you have good baseball players, you're forced to make these tough decisions. But we haven't firmed up everything. We had a number of send-outs. We got to that point today. The next step will be to form the 25 guys.
Troy Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Given the success that you have had with 3 catchers on the roster, would it have to be a pretty darn compelling reason to go against what has kind of been a staple of your tenure so far the first couple of years?
Yeah, for me it would be. I know that I've talked about not being so rigid and maybe making some adjustments and changing the playbook a little bit, but there's certain things that I know that work and I believe in, and this is certainly something that we've done over the past couple of years that's been fantastic for us. So if we do flip the script a little bit, I've got to have a really, really good reason. And like I said, certain things I will still be rigid and stubborn to. This might be one of the situations because we know it works. It's worked for 11 of the 12 months that I've been here in Arizona. It was just that last month, obviously, things backed up on us. So why would I run from the things that have been successful for us? I need a good reason for that.
Jake Lamb not in the lineup tonight against the Padres. He's got that back issue. Are there any concerns there with that injury?
No. Minimal concerns for that. I got a chance to speak to Jake a little bit. He was in the training room, and he felt a little tightness during his swing. He had a good day yesterday. Felt good. We're going to let him rest up today, take batting practice, and hopefully get after it the day after tomorrow. We're starting to shore up pretty well with some of our injured guys. I think TJ McFarland, I explained to the guys, might not start the season with us. We might be running out of days with him. He's going to throw off the mound here in a couple days. We had some super-duper news today. The Taiwan Walker threw 20 pitches off the mound, which is the first time that he got on into live action, put the spikes on, and got on the rubber. So we're really excited for Taiwan. But the injuries happen at this time of the year. Guys get nicked up, and we're trying to make things happen the best way we know how. And in TJ's particular case, we still haven't gotten a game plan, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that we might be running out of some time with him.
I appreciate that. Torrey Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. With Taiwan in particular, is there any reason to believe that his timetable for a return is atypical for a Tommy John surgery, given what he did today for you?
Not at all. He's hitting every landmark and checked every box possible, and we're really excited about that. The one thing that we've learned is that when young starting pitching walks through this, you want to take your time with that. And Taiwan is he's such a young, talented guy. We would hate to force anything and push it too far too fast. We changed the clock a little bit with Shelby last year because we had a huge need for starting pitching, and it might not have been the best decision. Shelby ended up back on the disabled. So we feel like he's right on where he should be, and because he means so much to this organization, we might take our time and make double sure that he's ready to roll.
Last one for me before we let you go. Zach Greinke, I'm enjoying the kind of public dialogue, you and him talking about personal catchers and who it's going to be, whether he wants one, whether you should platoon guys based off of matchups. Is that something you're still committed to doing, or is that part of the flexibility that you were talking about a moment ago, that maybe you will go into it and he doesn't have a personal catcher, quote unquote, for 2019?
Yeah, I think, great example. I might not be so rigid if Zach is, really committed to being able to throw to one or two catch, or more than one catcher. That would be fantastic. Sometimes I have to look outside of things to help us score some runs so Zach can win the game. I just want to make sure that when Zach's looking down the gun barrel, that it's somebody that he really feels comfortable with and is connected with. Zach's extremely unique in the way that he prepares and the way that he can execute. And it's like Picasso painting a picture. I'm sure that there are some some frustration that he was dealing with, but there was a master plan, and if he got in the way of it, he would roll over you. That's how good Zach is. He is very good at his craft, and I'm still having these conversations with him as we're drilling down to what we do with that particular situation. I want to make sure I hit it right for Zach.
Torrey, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it. See you guys.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks on the Colter Automotive Group Sportsline, Colter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. Who's got the edge for tomorrow?